became a player with as an amateur purely with Oldham Athletic, and I was selected from Oldham Athletic to take part in England trials, and subsequently I was capped for the England team, and then came the Iceland, was one of the internationals we played prior to the trip to Melbourne in 1956.
You've shown me some great things from this time. The letter from Sir Stanley Rouse, the chairman of the FA, inviting you to come and join the party. Just for people who perhaps don't have knowledge of this, perhaps younger people, how much of an honour was this to be called up by your country as an amateur?
Oh, without doubt, it was the greatest honour of my life. In fact, I think that the greatest feeling when you're picked for your country is when they play the national anthem before the game starts. I think that's when it really comes home to you. But the honour and really puts back into your feeling what you've given to the game yourself, but at the same time, what they're giving to you.
You talk about the Olympics. It was all building to the Olympics in that same year, 1956. Yeah. I guess these days they'd be called warm-up games or friendlies or whatever. But you ended up going to Iceland and to Reykjavik to play this game. Tell us about what it said in the letter, how you were supposed to prepare yourself.
Well, there were no grass pitches in Iceland. They apparently, we were told, they played on shale. So in the letter, Sir Stanley said that we should take as much training as possible on shale, prepare ourselves for what was going to be in Iceland, train hard on this surface, but at the same time, understand that we had protective knee pads and protective for our arms if we fell. It was just rather strange that he was preparing us for something we certainly didn't expect.
Would it be overblown to say it was a bit of an alien experience, even getting there and what you found when you got there?
Well, yes, because we'd never played any full games on a shale surface. But although I had played in my training days with Oldham Athletic, we used the local tennis courts. So I had some preparation, but without doubt, you never expect an international game to be played on any other surface but grass.
For the purpose of the record, England won.
Yes, they won 3-2. Yeah.
What was it like? What was the standard like? What did you make of the Icelandic players who were representing their country? It wasn't their amateur team, it was their national team, the only one that they had.
Well, they were a good side. I mean, we felt we weren't a bad side, and we won 3-2, and I'm not sure that was a fair result. We were right to the end. It was 2-2. We won with a goal in the last few minutes, so they were as good as us, really.
What stands out, apart from the lack of grass, about the trip, not even necessarily the game?
I think the country. The countries, because they made such a fuss of us, and they then, after the game, we were taken in cars to see all the sights of Iceland, the geysers and the Gullfoss and all these magnificent, the scenery. People should go there if they can, because it's a magnificent sight to see.
How much of a contrast is that to being an amateur footballer, working, playing for Oldham Athletic, and then suddenly being a visiting dignitary almost?
You mean in Iceland?
Yeah. Like,
well, you were just one of the party. There was nothing more. We were just privileged to be selected to play. So, I mean, there was nothing more than that.
I mean, in a sense, the welcome that the whole party received from the Icelandic FA, and that they put on the effort to take you to the places and all that kind of thing. Did you get the feeling that it was special for them?
They were delighted to see us, let's put it that way. And they gave us various mementos, some of which I've still got. There's a book on Iceland, which is signed by the dignitaries then of the Icelandic FA. So it was, they really pushed the boat out for us, and we appreciated what they did for us.
Does it seem strange that we're in the immediate build-up now to the full England team playing the full Iceland team in a European Championship knockout game? Would that have seemed a pretty remote and distant prospect when you were there?
Very much so. Also, I think it was not expected even in in the Euros today. So it's not going to be a walkover for England, as some people might think, because they are very much the underdogs. And from my point of view, they'll play hard and they'll give a good account of themselves.
I suppose it wasn't really until the 50s that people considered overseas teams could even beat England, when Hungary came and did it. I guess in what is a relatively short space of time, historically speaking, the world of football must have changed immensely. I mean, people now are quite negative about England, aren't they? And you know, admire overseas countries, whereas perhaps the attitude in those days was different.
Perhaps we've taken the game too far, because we sort of were the great side that went followed the world, as it were, in football, and we've given the game to the rest of the world, and they have now overtaken us in many respects, as we know from the Premier League.
Indeed we do. You mentioned your own career and the build-up to the Olympics. Having been to Iceland and having played these warm-up games, what was it like to represent, strangely, Great Britain rather than England itself in the Olympics?
It was an unbelievable experience, and what is even better, of course, being in Melbourne, the appreciation of the Australians to see us and for the other countries to accept us. When you think about the Olympics today, see the security going through the doors. We just walked in. If we had a blazer that said Great Britain on it, that just got you in. It was such an easy way, and it's such a different world today.
And again, you talk about today, there's been some controversy, hasn't there, about football being an Olympic sport, about GB being entered as a one-off last time, they're not entering again this time. At the time, did it feel just normal for it to be in the Olympics and for amateurs to be playing?
Well, no, because it was just the same situation with us, because Great Britain was represented then by us, the England amateur side. But this was done mainly because Australia, being a Commonwealth country, they wanted us to fly the flag. But they made us work for it, because we not only played in the Olympics, they got us to play matches on the way home, flying the flag for England. And we went to Singapore, to Kuala Lumpur and to Rangoon, just flying the flag. So we were away probably from home 6 to 7 weeks, as opposed to the normal 3 or 4 weeks.
I think it's fair to say that wouldn't happen today.
Certainly not.
And you mentioned representing your country, the national anthem, being the highlight of your career. Given a lifelong association with football, given the clubs and the games and the people that you've been involved with over this amount of time, it must have to be pretty special to be the highlight of your career.
Well, I don't know. Why should it be? I think you have to be proud of... First of all, playing football at that level, and secondly, then representing your country. That must be the aim of everybody, to represent. Whatever sport you play, representing your country must be the top of the list.
And is that the one thing, perhaps, that the modern-day footballer needs to make sure they've got in their head? I know there are lots of arguments about passion, and Gareth Bale for Wales was saying it about England before the game in the Euros. Has modern football perhaps lost a little bit of that?
No, I don't think so. I think they're all proud to play for the country, and it comes out in the Euros. I mean, the Welsh, they're just showing us why their action, that they want to win, and that is representing the country. They're proud of it, and I'm sure that they're not... I don't know how they get paid as an international these days, but it must be to them the method of playing and being there is so important.
Can we expect a home nation to do well in these Euros, do you think?
I actually, but I shouldn't say this perhaps, but I actually fancy England. I know they're playing Iceland. I think they'll beat Iceland. I think that England have a damn good chance of winning.